On January 18th, the Church celebrated the Confession of St. Peter. We prayed, Heavenly Father, you revealed to the Apostle Peter the blessed truth that your Son Jesus is the Christ. Strengthen us by the proclamation of this truth, that we too may joyfully confess that there is salvation in no one else. Did Peter, does the Church, truly understand what it means that the Christ is found in the cross and resurrection? The disciples, even after the resurrection, expected the political Messiah. In the same way, there are misunderstandings in the Christian Church, which means we need to go back to the Word of God to truly know of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan! For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Jesus did not mince words. False doctrine is satanic. The devil, the world, and our own sinful desires suggest that the Christ is not the one who died for our redemption from sin and death, but an example that we can successfully follow. His perfect obedience to the law is something we can obtain, which says that we can, by our own strength, be saved. Yes, this is taught in some congregations. But our help is in the name of the Lord, not our own abilities. We daily sin, we daily turn our backs on God, yet He, for the sake of Christ Jesus, grants us forgiveness. St. Paul lamented this sad truth, and St. Peter, in denying Christ on the night he was betrayed, live this truth. May our Lord grant that we seek the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus alone. Amen.